in the limelight.
Welcome to the futuristic world of facial recognition payment. It might sound like something from a science fiction movie, but this kind of transaction is already happening millions of times a day across China's major cities. With the technology now being introduced in the United States and other countries such as Denmark and Nigeria, are we all going to be using it within a few years' time? And are there data security and privacy issues that we should worry about? The article you're about to hear has been written by Richard Bainbridge. The piece is titled Why Your Face Could Be Set to Replace Your Bank Card. Please stay with us for more of Richard Bainbridge's article. Sarah Stewart strolls into a small Mexican restaurant in Los Angeles, California, and orders a torta, a type of sandwich. To pay, she simply looks at her reflection in a small LCD screen attached to the cashier's counter. Then, to add her preferred amount of tip, she flashes a quick peace sign at the monitor. The entire process takes less than 5 seconds, and it's entirely contactless. Moreover, Sarah Stewart doesn't need to carry her mobile phone or bank card with her, or show any form of identification, or even enter a PIN number. Welcome to the futuristic world of facial recognition payment. It might sound like something from a science fiction movie, but this kind of transaction is already happening millions of times a day across China's major cities. With the technology now being introduced in the United States and other countries like Denmark and Nigeria, are we all going to use it within a few years' time? And are there data security and privacy issues that we should be concerned about? Sarah Stewart, an 18-year-old university student, says she has no such concerns. She says, "I feel like technology is moving so fast that people don't even think twice about using something like this." She says, "Our phones already read our faces, and our faces already all over the internet. So I don't think it really makes much of a difference to someone's security. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's safer, and you don't have to worry about leaving your phone or cards at home." She uses facial recognition payment via a US technology startup called PopID. You sign up via its website by uploading a photograph of your face, which is stored on the firm's cloud-based system. You then link your account to your bank card. In addition, you can choose to use PopID's hand gesture tipping tool. Sarah Stewart has set this at thumbs up for 10%, the peace sign for 15%, and a shaka or hand loose sign for 20%. PopID is based in Los Angeles, California, and is now used by about 70 independent restaurants and cafes across a handful of US cities, mainly on the west coast of the United States. The firm's chief executive, John Miller, says, "Our view is that using your face to pay is no different than using your phone." John Miller says, "It's just another way to identify yourself. The digital picture taken at point of sale is destroyed immediately, and the data isn't shared with anyone. In fact, he argues that it's less intrusive than paying by your mobile phone, because a phone can track your location at all times via GPS or global positioning system. He adds that the photos stored by the PopID are mathematical maps of unique facial vectors, not actual photographs. Currently, PopID requires the user to temporarily lower his or her face mask, but the firm says it is updating its system so that this will not have to be done in the future. some 7,000 miles away or 12,000 kilometers away in the Chinese city of Guangzhou, another student has facial payment technology on her mind. Ling, who did not wish to share her real name for fear of getting into trouble, says that it is now the only way to buy food from the vending machine in her accommodation block at Sun Yat-sen University in China. Unlike Sarah Stewart in Los Angeles, California, Ling in Guangzhou, China is far from happy about the rollout of the technology. Concerned about its ever-increasing encroachment into her daily life, she's refusing to use it, even if that means she cannot buy a late-night snack. She says, "Technology is like a tide. There's no way you can swim against it, but I also want to make a stand of some kind for as long as I'm able to do so." If technology in general is indeed a tide, then the rollout of facial recognition payment technology in China is something of a tsunami. Almost all 98% of mobile payments in China goes through just two apps: Alipay, owned by e-commerce giant Alibaba, and WeChat Pay, and both are racing to install their facial recognition systems across the country. Alipay is spending 3 billion yuan, or $420 million over 3 years, and according to Chinese state media, 760 million people will be using facial recognition payments by next year. Wang Bing, from the Luoyang Vocational College of Science and Technology in Henan province in China, says the rollout has been fueled by the coronavirus pandemic. He says, "The experience of COVID was huge in China in terms of bringing people into facial recognition systems." He adds that the software and camera systems are so advanced that they are impossible to trick, such as by stealing someone's photograph. The technology can also differentiate between identical twins. But will the technology take off in the rest of the world? Brett King, an expert on the future of banking and payment systems, believes it will, unless governments choose to stop it. The author of a book called Banking 4.0 says that the exact measurements and features of your face are actually more secure than your account passwords. He says, "Facial payment is part of the growing digital identity structure. I appreciate the concerns about privacy, but the reality is that a face-based digital identity structure is inevitable for safety and security." He added, "Digital payments, digital transactions and services are becoming more and more embedded in our lives and in our world, and that's definitely going to require biometrics, because passwords are simply not secure enough." Brett King adds that many users of Apple phones are already happy to use facial recognition to access their handsets, and that the facial payment systems are just an extension of that. However, he says, US regulators may look at the technology. This comes at a time of increased concern about facial recognition systems in general. A handful of Democrats in US Congress want to try to reintroduce a bill this year to prevent the technology being used by federal agencies, such as the FBI, to identify crime suspects. Pop ID's John Miller says he's in talks with the main card payment processing companies. They are said to see facial recognition payment as a way of bypassing mobile phone apps such as Apple Pay and Google Pay. John Miller says they don't want to be dependent on the phone because Apple is one company that can threaten them. He added, "So the idea of moving the payment system straight from the card to the face is very appealing to them." Yet, John Miller admits that facial recognition payment is an idea that some will never accept. He says, "There's a segment of the population that's never going to adopt it, no matter how much logic you go through about how it compares to the mobile phone, because for them, it's just psychological."